Thank you, Jenny. Now, more news from around the city, including a couple from Carrow Road. The fans need a better feel to the ground, and a superfan becomes the fourth official. Also plans for hundreds of new homes, including the Anglia Square site. And extra funds needed to complete the Northern Distributor Road. But we start with news of a UNICEF award for our hospital.
Celebrations are in store as the maternity team at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital have been re-accredited by UNICEF with the prestigious Baby Friendly Initiative Award. The re-accreditation, which assesses 34 standards of infant feeding and relationship building among staff, pregnant women and new mothers at the Trust, was carried out in early November over 2 days of thorough assessments. Sue Ashmore, Programme Director for UNICEF Baby Friendly Initiative, said, "It is a very hard accreditation to achieve. It requires genuine change and takes a tremendous amount of effort over a long period of time to reach full accreditation." Louisa Lyons, Infant Feeding Coordinator at the hospital, said, "We are delighted to have received this re-accreditation. I am so proud of everyone in maternity and NICU who has worked so hard to achieve this result."
8 out of 10 Norwich City football fans want to see safe standing introduced at Carrow Road, according to a new survey of more than 1,800 Canaries followers. The Norwich Evening News and Pinken poll revealed 80% were in favour of safe standing, with 72% feeling the atmosphere at the stadium would benefit as a result. Now, Norwich City Football Club has announced it will be researching how to improve the atmosphere at home games, with the results also revealing 85% of fans thought the stadium's atmosphere had worsened over the past 5 years. Following increasing concerns about the lack of atmosphere at home games, the online questionnaire asked fans for their views on what could be done to improve the situation. Of the 1,830 respondents, fewer than 2% felt the atmosphere had improved over the past 5 years, with 72% feeling the atmosphere was largely dependent on the team winning its games. Norwich City Football Club has said it plans to involve fans in finding a solution to the problem. The poll has also suggested that fans attribute a lack of atmosphere to an increasingly corporate focus and a lack of young fans. A recent survey into the cost of football suggested younger people are finding it more difficult to finance the life of a football fan.
City superfan David Spud Thornhill said he was overwhelmed after becoming a national celebrity following his starring role as fourth official at Carrow Road. During a bizarre end to last Saturday's match between the Canaries and Preston, Spud was plucked from the stands and into action after assistant referee Mark Jones got injured. Fourth official Andy Davis had to take Jones's place, running the line, and so a fourth official was needed. Spud stepped up to the plate, and one of his first actions was to hold aloft the board, signalling at least 10 minutes of added time. He also displayed the numbers for a late Preston sub. Spud featured on Sky Sports News and the BBC's Final Score and has gained 1,000 extra Twitter followers. "It's been crazy and I'm overwhelmed by the attention I've had, if I'm honest," said Spud, who revealed it was actually the sixth time he had done the job at Carrow Road.
So, Sarah, you could say that Spud was picked from the ground and then peeled off his jacket in order to don a tracksuit.
Very good. Yes.
Very good. Now, here's something about houses. Hundreds of homes could be built in and around Norwich if a multi-million pound bid for cash to kickstart two major schemes succeeds. Proposals for new homes in Anglia Square and at the Deal Ground on the edge of the city centre are in the pipeline, but have been held back because of the cost of such large projects. But bosses at Norwich City Council believe a government pot of cash could be key to providing the impetus to make them happen. The council is asking for £10 million for each site to help put in place the costly infrastructure, such as new access roads, which would then enable developers to focus on getting the homes built. The Deal Ground, near Trouse, was given outline permission for up to 670 homes, but work has yet to start on the £110 million scheme. But the site is the biggest undeveloped brownfield site in the city, and the council hopes that if access roads to the site can be sorted, then the developer will be able to get on and build the homes. Alan Waters, leader of Norwich City Council, said, "If we can get that off the ground, then it's a new community, and that would help the pressures on Norwich in terms of house prices. The population is growing, and both of those sites would be important contributors to helping with that."
An extra £19.25 million has been set aside for the cost of the over-budget Norwich Northern Distributor Road, but council bosses have said they cannot guarantee the final bill will not exceed £205 million. And if the council were to borrow £12 million to cover part of the bill, it would cost £425,000 a year for the next 40 years. Norfolk County Council officers had sought the extra money for the road's budget on top of the £185.7 million already budgeted. Officers said the extra money was needed after contractor Balfour Beatty claimed for extra costs accrued in building the 12.5-mile road, which will stretch from the A47 at Postwick to the A1067 Fakenham Road. At a recent meeting of the Council's Policy and Resources Committee, councillors agreed to add an extra £19.3 million to the NDR budget. They will reallocate £7.3 million from the budget for capital projects and £12 million from cash balances.
Well, sadly, that's all for this part of Chatterbox. In a few moments, Ree Chakraborty and John Francis will have more news, information desk and more features, including our monthly What's On feature. So it's goodbye now from me, Rupert Hipwell, and her, Sarah Lomax.